Well, thank you for that. That was very powerful and very different. So I think Sifu James would like to get your feedback. So if you can please type in the Q&A section how this energy felt different from you and what you experienced. Okay. I know for me, I definitely felt a lot of the head energy. I could feel my whole head vibrating and buzzing. But for me, I especially felt a lot of activity going on just behind the eyes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there was a lot of movement. And what I found interesting was that I felt behind the eyes and the whole brainstem area, so which is the area that comes from the base of your skull down to where your spinal column is. I could feel a lot of energy moving up and down in that area a lot.
Yes, that's what I did, yeah.
This technique
is called the rapid eye movement.
Rapid eye movement, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a lot of rapid eye movement, a lot of yawning. I know for me, when I do a lot of releasing, for me, I yawn.
Yeah.
Everybody experiences a bit differently. Actually, so Barbara is saying the top half of my head could feel the energy coming in and moving around, but over time it calmed down. Thank you.
Yes.
So Barbara is saying thank you. Great. And for all of you others, Sifu James always likes to get feedback on how you experience these energy transmissions, because then he fine-tunes things more and more. So please do send us, send me your comments on how it was. So Sarah's saying, came in a bit late, but felt it right away, a lot of color purple and gold.
It should be. It should help people to open their third eye.
Yeah, I could feel a lot of movement around the third eye area as well.
Yeah.
Mm. So Effie is saying, I felt a lot of energy vibration throughout my body. It's wonderful. So Deb is saying, I felt around my third eye being activated, then I went into a deep sleep. I awoke with...
that's good.
That's good. Okay, good.
Supposed to put you all into sleep mode.
Yeah, relaxed. And then she's saying, I woke with discomfort in my belly. Thank you both, Debbie.
Okay. Now, let me say this. This new set of energies is, now, how would I put it? I tried to put you all into what was so-called the Delta mode. But while you are in conscious, at the same time you're in the Delta mode, the subconscious mind level, that will give you the power to recover. So all I did is I put you guys there, then I cleaned up all your hypothalamus, the main brain, all the lobes around your head. To do that, I used the eye rapid movements, what they call the REM, right? So to move the energy so you can rebuild the neural net that's inside your head, right? Then at the same time, I go into individual organs, clean up all your scar tissues there to release all your emotions. Now, I felt someone, a lot of people was crying. So I stopped. Stopped cleaning.
Well, there's a lot of comments coming in, so let me... read them back. Actually, let me read them back to you. So Lena is saying, thank you. What a wonderful ride. Very quiet mind. I truly felt a deeper experiential understanding that I am energy. I could feel my chakras, especially the hypothalamus. It's like a sun in the center of my head. So thank you, Lena, for the feedback. Shiva is saying, thank you for the transmission. The energy at the crown was vibrating and in the ears, head coming down on the arms and all over the body. In the end, it went less. Thanks again. So that's Shiva. Jocelyn is saying, first, a bit of pressure in the brain, then gentle pulsing at the thyroid level, the parathyroids, then to the thymus. Then it settles into the heart chakra. Lovely, gentle flow of chi throughout the whole body.
That's perfect. That's the sequence I did.
Perfect. Excellent. Very good. Daisy is also saying, I felt as if I was inside my chest instead of inside my head. It was as if my perspective changed. I felt tingling between my eyes as well. I also felt movement rotating inside my head. Towards the end, I heard a tone in my right ear.
Okay. That sounds right. Well, I did. Before I take it down to the delta, we have to stop at the theta level. When I put you guys into a theta level, I open up your hypertunnel.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually communicate with the universe. Now, I use that for releasing all your emotion stuff through the hypertunnel to the universe. So they can deal with whatever they would like to do with that energy.
Mm.
So if
go ahead.
So
no, I'm wondering how many others experienced the feeling of going through a tunnel. I know for me, about halfway through, I definitely felt that I was rushing through like the hypotunnel. Like I felt like I was rushing down a tunnel. So for those of you other that felt that you were in a tunnel, just let us know. But you were saying?
Yeah, no, that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say much before because I want to hear the feedback.
Yes, I know. Feedback.
Yeah. Is that the sequence that I did? Is that you mm-hmm. can feel it? And is how successful that transmission is?
Excellent. Yep. Absolutely.
It looks like you all confirmed the way that I did that in that particular sequence.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, Harry is saying, I felt the experience relaxing, and I found I was just having a daydream thoughts.
Absolutely.
I do feel my head, yeah.
Because you're in the delta level.
You're in delta, yeah. I do feel my head is buzzing just a little. Thank you. And Barb is saying, my paper felt warm when I was touching it. I also found that my right hand tingled the entire time, and then my right foot. There was one time when I found myself smiling, and it felt very wonderful. There was one time when I went into a deep dream state. Yeah, that's the delta mode.
That's the delta mode.
Mm-hmm.
Because on the delta mode, you can do recovery faster.
Yes.
So at that level, the first thing I did, I take all of your master cell, and I was doing all the cleaning there.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you that are new, when we talk about the master cell, we talk about like a master blueprint for your physiology, and that's contained within the pituitary. So that's what when we talk about the master cell, that's what we're talking about. Okay, and Belinda's saying, felt a lot of pressure on in my head and chest, felt pinching sensations on my body. I'm still feeling pressure on the upper part of my head. So that's Belinda. Another comment is...
Do you have Belinda's last name?
Belinda's in Las Vegas. I know you've worked with her before. Belinda, can you just quickly type me your last name in the Q&A section so Sifu James can pick up on your signal? And I'll just do a quick refresh to pick it up.
Yeah, I got it.
You got it? Okay.
Yep. Okay, so it's done.
Done. Okay, thank you. Another comment coming in is, I felt connected and calm at the beginning of the transmission. I was sitting with my head slightly tilted forward near the middle. It felt like you took my head and moved it to tilt it back, and then you held it there. Near the end of the transmission, I saw lights. I'm not sure what color, but they might have been dark red. Thank you, James. Mm-hmm. Yes, so Jenny's also saying, I felt it in my brainstem area and back of neck and heavy buzzing hands, then fell right to sleep. That's great, Jenny. And Louise is saying, I felt a lot of energy moving inside my body very clearly. Beautiful. Todd is saying, the top of my head is still warm, not uncomfortable though. Thank you. And Catherine in Ottawa is saying, energy pulled up out of the crown and third eye. Energy kept raising straight up into the universe higher and higher. When the pull became too strong, I draw back down into my heart. And then the energy expanded out. Thanks for sharing that, Catherine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And someone else is also commenting that they also felt a sharp pain inside the right side of the stomach. Cool. Now, Sarah.
And who's that?
I'm not sure. The person that made the comment that they felt a sharp pain inside the right side of the stomach. Can you please identify yourself? So Sifu James can connect with you. In the meantime, I'll go on to the next comment, okay? Let me just see if they've... Yeah, I'll give them a little bit of time.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
You got them?
Nope.
No, okay, I'll let them give their name and then I'll give you that. So Sarah and Dundas is saying, will this have the same effect on us when we listen at a later date? I feel I want to do this again. Thank you. So let's see if we James answer that one first. Go ahead.
I have no idea.
Well, Sarah, here's what I said. This is why all the transmissions have been available. I find that always for those that are on the call and re-listen to it, I always get comments back on how much it's assisting them. So definitely I would listen to it again. And although Sifu James says that you need to be present the first time to get the most benefits, I often also get people thanking me, saying that, you know, they could not be on the program because they're in a different part of the world and that time didn't work for them. And they always comment on how much they experience and benefit as well. So definitely I would... as soon as, probably by tomorrow, I'll send out the recording. Then definitely you'll want to download it. You can easily put it on any kind of device, like an iPad, a phone, or a tablet. And that way then when you want to re-listen to it, you can. All right? Let me see if the person with the pain in the stomach has identified themselves. 1 second. Let's see. No.
That's fine.
Okay. So I'll keep going. Bill... is saying, Bill in Toronto was saying that he heard a high-frequency sound around his head. And Belinda is also saying that she, too, heard the tones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Daisy was also saying, I felt like I was much smaller than my body, too. It was as if I was inside this big part, this big body, and I was tiny. Mm-hmm. Good. Excellent. Oops. Tatiana is saying, thank you. I felt a lot of pressure on the top of my head, a little bit dizzy, and worrying in my stomach. So that's Tatiana. Okay, you're still working with Tatiana?
Yeah, she's done.
She's done? Okay, great. So, Tatiana, let me know how you're feeling, honey. And then Daisy is saying that she was the one with the comment about the pain in the stomach.
Okay.
So that was Daisy.
No, that's okay, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there's quite a few people commenting on having stomach pain. So, Debbie is also saying that she's had some stomach pain and pressure in the head as well.
Yeah. No surprise.
So for those people that are feeling a lot of stomach pain, can you comment on that, please? Is that because of where they're holding the emotions?
No, because they're blocked at the chest level.
Ah, okay.
They should be okay.
Okay. So those of you that were experiencing stomach pain, if you can just first take a deep breath in and release, and then just check in with your stomach and see how you're feeling. It should be lighter now. Yeah. Okay, I have comments on it's getting better. And Kelly was the one that was crying. So she just said that Kelly was the one that was doing the crying.
Okay.
That you picked up on crying.
She's not the only one.
Not alone, Kelly. Well, no more comments. One second, please. Tatiana is saying, now I feel good. Still a little bit of pressure on my head, but nothing in the stomach. Thanks a lot.
So okay. Just hold on. That should be okay now.
Good. So you should be feeling better, Tatiana. Okay. And Frank in California is saying, first, felt the energy like a thin column going from my fourth to my fifth. Then I felt it at the border of my crown and sixth. Then between my inner ears, and I connected it to the top of my sixth. So I guess it's talking about the chakras here. Then I heard a high-pitched frequency. Next, my third and second. Then all chakras increased in energy. Then my connection was lost, and when I called back, you were talking. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay.
So he physically lost the connection.
Yes, I understand that. Yeah. Okay.
And Jane is saying thanks. Jane is saying thank you. The queasiness in the stomach is relieved.
Mm-hmm.
And Daisy is saying, hold on. Now all the comments are pouring in. Hold on. Daisy is saying, I felt the stomach pain during the transmission, but after it was gone. Thank you. Now Debbie is saying, I'm getting better, but feeling feverish. Could it be related? Deb was also feeling the stomach pain.
Say that again.
She was saying that she was also experiencing the stomach pain, that it's getting better, but it's feeling kind of feverish. So she's asking, could it be related or could it be something different?
Okay.
Deb, can you
just
please
hold
type
on.
In? Do you want me to have her type in her whole name?
No, it's okay.
You got her? Okay.
That's how she could do now.
Okay. So, Deb, can you check and see how you're feeling now? First, take a deep breath in and release, and then check and see how you're feeling. I'll just give Deb a minute to write a comment in, okay? Liliana is saying, I had many of the feelings already mentioned, mostly the pulsing in the area of the third eye. That extended to the whole upper part of the head. Lots of sneezing in the first part of the transmission. However, I feel so relaxed even now that I want to sleep right away.
Good.
So Justin has a comment testimonial for you. He says, for Sifu James, back in early January, my friend was experiencing severe migraine headaches. I suggested she listen to your December 22nd transmission. Within 20 minutes, her headache had started to abate, and an hour later, it was gone. Thank you, Sifu. So there you go.
You're welcome. Yeah.
See, I keep telling you they work even if they're not present.
Okay.
All right, a couple more final comments. Michelle and Dearborn is saying, had trouble feeling the energies this time, felt buzzing in my head and then lost it. Was very restless, but I did also feel it in my stomach. And then she's commenting, thank you so much for doing this. I love the connection. So that's Michelle. And Vanessa is saying, I felt the earth and all around me moving during the transmission. And she's still feeling dizzy.
Yeah, the energy is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Some people can't, those people couldn't have stomach problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they hold on to it for too long.
Mm.
Those are the past emotions.
Past. So they're holding on to old emotions, is that why?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So do you want me to continue with the next comment, or are you still
sure.
working on somebody? Okay, so Frank in California is saying, while I am listening and can't ask a question, my question is about the energy paper. I felt your transmission just now and am sensitive to the energy, but do not feel the energy paper when I put it on my chest. Is my energy already at this level, or is the energy so subtle that I do not feel it? Thank you so much.
No, if your energy is already had, it's above 200,
mm-hmm.
the paper, you don't feel that much of the energy paper. Remember that the way we describe the energy paper, when you first put it on the water, you find the water fresh and sweet. By the time you drink it many times, because that's the way you bring up all your energy, when by the time you reach the same energy level as the paper, the water tastes flat. It's the same thing. If you put the paper on and you don't feel that much of energy, that means you're already at that level. So it's a good thing.
Excellent. Okay, so Deb is now commenting on when you had worked on her. She's saying, felt a lot of energy moving down from my head to my stomach through my organs. Stomach pain increased, feeling it still, but less. Thank you both. From Deb.
Do you still have pain?
She's still feeling some pain, but that it is decreasing.
Okay, just hold on. Okay, how's now?
Okay, Deb, can you let me know how you're actually first take a deep breath in and release, and then connect, and let me know how you're feeling now.
That issue is not caused by the energy. It's actually her tailbone is not aligned. So all the energy is trapped there.
So do you want her to just circle, touch the tailbone?
No,
and
I've done that already.
You did it already. Okay. You did it. Okay. So Deb is saying, regarding emotions, yes, it has been a very heightened emotional weekend for me. And knowing I am releasing, stomach is improving now, but I feel like a virus is coming on. She just felt that 2 hours before the call had started already.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. That's okay.
Yeah. Good. And then Jessica in Toronto was saying, hi, I had a lot of gurgling in my stomach and some feelings of anxiety coming up. Thank you so much. Good. Good. And then Deb is still saying she's still feeling lots of movements in her belly right now. So that's good. Good. Great. Okay. So if that's it, I think that's it for tonight. So first, just want a couple of reminders. We have set up for the Toronto retreat, which will be Friday evening, June 12th, and then all day Saturday, June 13th, and ending Sunday, June 14th, here in the Toronto area in King City. So please do mark those dates down on your calendars as we finalize all the details that will be sent out to you. Haven't yet given it a title, but it will be involving Sifu James and Faculty Nicola. And we'd love to have your presence, so please do put that on your calendar so that if you have to make traveling arrangements, you can. I'll be working with the Kingsbridge Center to put together as affordable as possible stay. For those of you that are flying in, obviously, you'd want to be staying there overnight. For those of you that are in the Toronto area, the option will be to stay or to go home. However, we do find that when you stay overnight and you're part of the whole group, there's just more energy that continues. And we tend to run late Saturday evening, so I highly recommend that you do look at the option of staying on the premises. And they are definitely beautiful grounds. Also, the next upcoming level one training with Sifu James is going to be March, I'm not on a calendar right now, but I believe it's March 28th,
March,
29th, correct?
March the 7th and the 8th in Ottawa.
Is March 7th and
28th. March 28th and 29th in Toronto.
Exactly. So it'll be March 7th and 8th in Ottawa, for those of you that are in the Ottawa area, and then March 28th and 29th. Here in the Toronto area. So please do put that on your calendar.
For those who have attended level one before, this is a slight variation of the same material, but it's more clearing. It's how do I put it? it's the better way to present what's there. With some new material, so you can follow more easily to understand what we're trying to do.
Perfect. So, Sifu James, when you say more clearing, are you talking about the material is made clearer to follow, or are you talking about more clearing as in clearing personal things out?
While you're learning, you would level one mainly is try to explain to people what is energy. What is this thing we call chi or prana?
Right.
Now, by studying that energy, we understand the universal energy much better. And then we have different frequencies, how we tap into those frequencies to do certain things.
Right.
So the first part of that level one is to understand energy, understand how you can benefit the self-healing. And then the second day, we bring back to the basic, how is the frequency generated by yourself, and how do we alter the frequencies to benefit where you want to go from there. Okay? So it's a little bit different, but the major material is still there. It's not changed much, but from the point of view of healing, this new level one version is much better. It captures all the recent energy movements.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And for that, if you have any further questions about either one of those events, if you go to Sifu James' website, which is jamesfu.ca, you'll find a calendar there on the right-hand column with the dates of his upcoming events. If you're in the Ottawa area, then all the information is there for you to be able to connect with Angela, and she will very gladly fill you in on any details. And if you're in the Toronto area, you can send me an email, or also send one to Sarah Kwan. Any of the one of us will be very happy to assist you with any information you require. Okay? So I think, is there anything you'd like to say in closing, Sifu?
Oh, have a nice day.
Have a nice day. Nice evening.
Well, I don't think people can sleep tonight.
So if you're up, just take quite a few deep breaths and
don't
relax
yourself.
Don't
call me. Call Antonio.
don't call you. Call Antonio. Oh, that's great. Do take some deep breaths and relax yourself into sleep and allow the energies to continue through you. They are quite strong. And just know that, it's allow it to do its work. All right? And with that, please do stay tuned to your emails. Hopefully by tomorrow the replay will be available. I'll be sending it out to everybody. And any questions, please connect with us. And as always, a very deep, heartfelt thank you to Sifu James for facilitating tonight's clearing. So with all of that, I wish you all a good evening, good morning, or good night, wherever you are listening to this in the world. Namaste, and I look forward to connecting again. Good night, everyone.
Okay. Good night.